This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is criticizing portions of a special counsel's DOJ report that says he willfully retained classified documents years ago during a primetime address to Americans Thursday.
I've seen the headlines since the report was released about my willful retention of documents. These assertions are not only misleading, they're just plain wrong.
Biden also says references in the report about memory lapses are also inaccurate and inappropriate. In their report, DOJ officials said the president did not recall his time as vice president very well and also appeared to have a difficult time recalling the timeline of his son Beau's death. Former President Trump, calling the special counsel's decision not to bring charges in Biden's classified documents case, quote, selective prosecution. Biden says, unlike Trump, he fully cooperated when federal investigators came looking to get the documents back. 5 missing U.S. Marines are found. The news, not good. Corey Myers with more.
5 U.S. Marines who were on a training flight in Southern California have been confirmed dead. They were flying from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego and were reported overdue. First responders are working to recover the remains of each of the Marines.
Tucker Carlson's interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin is now out. It's 2 hours long, and it's the first interview Putin has given to a Western reporter since he ordered Russian troops to invade Ukraine. Carlson says there is more truth to be learned from the Russian president and former KGB officer. There are now grand jury indictments filed against 7 immigrant suspects accused in the brawl that left 2 NYPD officers injured. An immigrant man named Yohenry Brito, the prime suspect, as he was the first to interact directly with the officers that day in Times Square. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
A $95 million foreign aid package is advancing in the U.S. Senate, but its journey is far from over. The Senate has voted 67-32 to move forward with the bills aimed at assisting Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. However, the vote simply allows the Senate to begin deliberating on the bill. Prepare yourself for a trade-off if attending the Super Bowl in person is your goal. USA's John Schaefer's in Las Vegas explaining how traveling solo may be your best bet.
Adam Budelli of StubHub suggests that purchasing single tickets could offer the most favorable deal available.
Sometimes going by yourself may sound strange going to a sporting event, but I can assure you there's probably 70,000 plus other sports fans.
Additionally, he says it's wise to wait until days before the game as prices typically decrease during that time. Lastly, be vigilant for hidden fees. Ensure that you activate the all-inclusive pricing feature in your ticket search so you can accurately gauge potential deception regarding affordability.
TV viewing audiences will see it ton of big-name celebrities in this year's Super Bowl ads. In one commercial for Pringles, Marvel film star Chris Pratt breaks the internet for wearing a familiar mustache.
You look like the Pringles guy.
No, I don't.
posted.
Chris Pratt is giving this to people.
Other ads feature big names like Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart, Hollywood film director Martin Scorsese. Feature a unique addition, a small fragment of iron sourced from the Eiffel Tower. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Here it is, Super Bowl Sunday, just around the corner. The betting, did you see the betting? I mean, billions of dollars. And of course, I think maybe, what, I don't know. Of the billions, I think it's estimated some like $26.1 billion going to be bet, and only about $1 billion of it is legal. So a lot of money going to be exchanged. Everything about the Super Bowl is just, you wonder who can afford it. I was talking to a friend of mine there in Vegas, and I hadn't even thought. I don't know why I hadn't even thought about the cost and where we are with it. But you want a suite, $2.5 million just for a suite to watch the game. Is that incredible? Unbelievable. And of course, all the other stuff that the nefarious stuff that goes along with the Super Bowl. Because when the Super Bowl comes to town, and already Vegas is when it comes to human trafficking, is already one of the sub capitals of the country. How many children are lost and sexually trafficked there in Las Vegas? And so all this, nefarious additional business that goes along with something that, should be fun and enjoyable for everybody. It comes in with, a lot of additional elements that we don't like to think about. But that's what will happen come Sunday. John Fleetwood joins us now, the political commentator. Hey, Jonathan. John, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Doing great, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. So have you been, following the Super Bowl at all? To me, it's such a mixed bag. People love to get together. It's a fun American event. But there's all this other stuff that comes along with it, and the cost. I mean, who can afford, to go, go and enjoy a, especially with this current economy? It's amazing, how much it is, even for a suite. Not that everybody goes to a suite, but there are some people. I think one of the players for the 49ers, his girlfriend, very wealthy and beautiful woman, and they're about to get married, offered to buy a suite for his mother, and he goes, no, it's not going to happen. We're not going to spend that kind of money on a suite. So it's just crazy. I can't believe that.
I have, I think, sort of a controversial position on the NFL. I don't watch it because from what I've seen, it looks fixed. I just sent something to a buddy of mine who loves football, And he's come to my side, too, because of all this video evidence. It looks like it's rigged and what the refs do. And I was just listening to an interview with Bubba Smith from years ago, and he was explaining how it's fixed. So that kind of bugs me. And then, you know, the whole Taylor Swift and I can't even pronounce the guy's. I don't remember the guy's last name, whoever she's, you know, with, who's pushing Pfizer.
Kelsey.
You know, he pushes the Pfizer
Kelsey,
shot.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. He's got like millions of dollars from Pfizer. They're just, you know, I can't think of a better. He's, you know, you want to say shill, but it's kind of a pejorative. You don't want to name call people, but he's essentially an advertiser for Pfizer. And he's, people look up to him because he's a great athlete, of course, absolutely. But he doesn't know anything about the shots. He probably hasn't even read the insert. I don't know if he knows that the drugs come with an insert. He hasn't looked at all the peer-reviewed studies showing all the adverse events. He doesn't know that the COVID shots have killed 17 million people worldwide, according to recent published data. And then the whole Swift thing, it's annoying. I don't know how any football fan can even stand it anymore, and how political it's gotten, and the taking a knee thing. It used to be the great American past. I used to play football. I love football, but I like working out and being active. I just don't like watching grown men work out and be active. It's just kind of strange to me. I know that's controversial, but, you know, tomato, tomato. I kind of like vanilla ice cream. Some people like chocolate.
Exactly. Well, this is what we love about America, is you have the freedom of choice, and it's okay. And she's like Taylor Swift, speaking of which, that she's given the network a choice as well, and that is that they can show her X amount of times on the screen, but that any amount after that, but then she's going to start sending him an invoice.
Yeah, it's like, it's all money, and it's all fake, and I mean, it looks fake to me, and I don't get how anybody can watch it and stand it. It drives me nuts. It's kind of like with Congress and watching what they're doing, and, you know, we're trying to watch the mainstream news, or TV anymore. You know, I try to watch stuff on Netflix, you know, with my family, and unless it's like a family movie, there's just nothing that's interesting or good. It's all woke.
Well, that's why, you know, for me, I spend most of my time, John, looking at YouTube videos, because I can select what I want. More specifically, as opposed to, you know, opening up my brain to some of this propaganda that comes out. I mean, I've been asking lately, you know, if I can, you know, have some communication with that 40% of America that insists that Joe Biden is fine, and he's just been such a positive contribution, you know, to the country. And what happens is that, you know, and I've had a couple of conversations here recently, and you got to be careful what you ask for. And they don't want to talk about what Joe Biden has done. They just want to talk about the hatred of Donald Trump and what they're spouting. I mean, it's consistent. It is the language of MSNBC and CNN. And they don't want to consider. I mean, when you try to lower the emotion, you know, because it gets very, very emotional. Just Trump hits a nerve. You know, he is sitting on a nerve in their brain. I think all these people are going to require the Neuralink from, from Elon Musk in order to calm down, because they're just, they have such incessant hatred. I mean, about Donald Trump, that they can't even think of anything positive that he did, when there are, there's a plethora of positive policies that he did on behalf of America. And they refuse to see the clear differentiation between a Biden administration and a Trump administration. And to me, it's so clear cut and empirical, but they're so emotionally vested that they cannot reason, John.
Yeah, and it's funny to watch the mainstream, like Associated Press and CNN and New York Times and Reuters and MSNBC, contort themselves and do this ideological yoga to try to push at one time, Biden's too feeble to charge him
for these, right. for mishandling these classified documents. But at the same time, he can govern the United States of America, especially when they were pushing, you know, 25th Amendment against Trump. He's crazy. Right. We need to get him out of office. Well, you're telling me he's too feeble-minded to be charged with handling these documents.
Gotta go to break.
But he can run.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
In your world, you know, as we head to the weekend, not only the Super Bowl around the corner, but wow, you know, President Biden is defiant when he reads the report from the special counsel about how, you know, what he did and did not do with these documents. I mean, it's, you know, we got to put this in perspective. I mean, he tries to make it seem that compared to what Donald Trump did, you know, somehow because he cooperated. Well, wait a minute. You had documents from your days as a senator. That's like an illegal alien. You know, you're an illegal. Okay, that's illegal just from the get go. You know, and you even had more documents as a vice president. Again, illegal. You're not authorized to hold on to top secret evidence, right, John Fleetwood? I mean, so for him to say that, you know, as a senator or vice president, that his offense was not as bad as Donald Trump because he supposedly cooperated more, but yet I'm sure Donald Trump's attorneys, you know, have a long list of cooperative movements and interactions that they had with the government before they decided to, you know, storm his home in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, Trump did cooperate. If you're watching this closely and not just reading CNN or, I mean, even Fox News, as long as you're not just reading one source of information that's going to give you biased information, then you know Trump was cooperative. He has a history of cooperating with the feds who were asking for all those documents. And then all of a sudden they raided him. The difference between the two situations is that with Trump, he was the president. So he's allowed to have those classified docs. Anytime he walks anywhere with a document, it's something he's allowed to have. Biden was vice president when he had these documents. He's not allowed to have them. So that's the main difference between the two. But the main concern with this whole situation is that this GOP report, you know, confirmed that he, this is a quote, he did not remember even within several years when his son Bo died. He did not remember when he was vice president. That's the ostensibly the president of the United States right now doesn't remember exactly when he was vice president. It says he forgot on the first day of the interview when his term ended. And he forgot on the second day of the interview when his term began. So it's weird that the GOP didn't want to press in on this and charge him. What are they for? What do we elect these people for?
You're saying the GOP, you're talking, this is a special counsel. The special counsel has the authority to send this as an indictment for the Justice Department to handle, and they chose not to do it. They just sat there, bloodied him up, basically, gave their report, and did kind of a Hillary Clinton thing, like James Comey. Here's all these things. You're thinking, oh my God, they're going to indict her, and then, oh well, no reasonable prosecutor would indict her, right? They let that go, and so in this case here, it's like he's so feeble, and he's got such memory loss that no court would hold him to account because he doesn't remember. He's mentally deficient. Well, guess what? Now there's no argument about it. I mean, you've got, a special prosecutor that is investigating, and here's his assessment. Well, the world has had that assessment for 3 years. They've seen this quite clearly. I think now here in America, I think the number's up to 70%. See Joe Biden as being, mentally compromised. So it's obvious. Now, what's next? And this is just incredible because, the big takeaway to me for the American voter, and of course, you're going to have a certain percentage of voters, they vote Democrat, doesn't matter. But people should be greatly insulted because what they were given was a compromised candidate from day one. Because, John, think about, how much time and over the time period that Heard conducted, this assessment. This has been going on just something in the most recent weeks. This is going on for what, maybe about a year, year and a half?
Yeah, and you're right, I'm blending my objects of indignation here. The first one is with Special Counsel Robert Hur, who conducted this investigation, went on forever, by the way, cost millions and millions and millions of taxpayer dollars that are just boom. I like what Bill O'Reilly said the other day. You might as well burn it. Taxpayers should be ticked off, especially if you're a conservative and you can see how baloney this is that he's not getting charged.
Well, the other object of my indignation is the GOP. They don't do anything. They don't do anything right about this. The people are seeing this, and the people are kicked off about what they're seeing in the government right now with Biden, how they're letting all this stuff skate. They're letting Biden skate. And the GOP doesn't do anything. They have these councils, and we're investigating this, and we're looking into this, and we're going to send a strongly worded letter. It's like you guys have way more power than that. And I think our Congress is just totally compromised. They just do whatever their donors say. And by the way, those donors are usually people who are official partners with the World Economic Forum pushing that great reset, at the end of which you'll own nothing and be happy, they say. So you're right. I was blending my objects of indignation there, but.
Well, no, that's, I think that that's appropriate. People need to see this because, you know, we go back, we've heard, you know, it seems like for the last several decades, follow the money, and you'll see the entanglements here.
Yeah.
Our elected officials are not beholden to we the people. That idea has been out the door for a long time. They're beholden to K Street. They're beholden to the power base, as you say, the World Economic Forum and others, that tell them how high to jump. And meanwhile, they go out as talking, you know, pieces out into the, you know, out into the marketplace, trying to sell us that they're watching out for our best interests. But, you know, if you have any kind of, just common sense, you look at the fruit of your vote and your elected official. And I see the fruit on the trees that support K Street and the World Economic Forum flourishing, while the, you know, our fruit that should be flourishing is rather anemic and without fruit. And we should be treated like that fig tree that Jesus looked at. He cursed it and it died.
Yeah, a good example of this, case in point, is Speaker Johnson, who, by the way, everybody, when he first came in, you know, treated him like a superstar, like he's the next Messiah. And lo and behold, he's another rhino. And this is case in point. He was pushing an Israel defense bill as a standalone to the border bill, which had Ukraine and Israel defense funding in there. It's like, why the heck would that be? Why are we sending U.S. tax dollars overseas for a U.S. border bill? But anyway, the case in point is, whatever your position on Israel is, if you think we should be sending them money or not, there's an obvious conflict of interest here, and this applies for every single politician. This is just a case study. So he's pushing this Israel defense bill, over $5 billion of which was for the Secretary of Defense, I'm quoting now, to provide to the government of Israel for the procurement of the Iron Dome, David Sling, and Iron Beam defense system. So it's a weapons deal. Now, why is that significant? It's significant because Speaker Johnson receives campaign donations from Raytheon, who makes the Iron Dome. And that's not the only thing in the bill that was going to go to Israel. There was funding for other munitions too. And when you go to opensecrets.org, you can pull up any politician and you can see who they're funded by. Johnson's also funded by Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics, BAE Systems. The sponsor of the bill, Rep. Kevin Calvert, is funded by Boeing, Lockheed Martin, BAE Systems, General Dynamics. So whatever you think of the Israel bill, our politicians are compromised. And we have to start talking about this. No, the New York Times is not going to report on this. CNN, even Fox News is not going to report on this. They're owned by the same people, but it's important.
Right. Well, John, it is important for us to understand, you know, in Fulton money, you know, what is influencing their vote and the choices they're given, because, the people, we're operating in the dark on this, are we not?
Yeah, and these companies are all in partnership with the World Economic Forum, who want you to own nothing and be happy. You can't eat meat anymore. You can't drink coffee. So our politicians are owned by these companies, and that's why they're pushing.
Thank you, John.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
USA News Update. President Biden is criticizing a DOJ report that cites lapses in memory noticed by special counsel investigators who had interviewed him earlier about classified documents. Biden spoke in response himself.
I'm well-meaning and I'm an elderly man and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president and I put this country back on its feet.
In their report, DOJ officials said Biden appeared to have a difficult time recalling the timeline of his son Beau's death and did not recall his time as vice president very well either. Biden's attorneys claiming the references made in the DOJ report are inaccurate and inappropriate. Tucker Carlson's interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin is now out. It's 2 hours long, and it's the first interview Putin has given to a Western reporter since he ordered Russian troops to invade Ukraine. Carlson says there is more truth to be learned from the Russian president and former KGB officer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We're going to have the founder and CEO of the American Energy Institute to talk about the EPA's new ruling on air quality standards for particulate matter. It needlessly restricts, and it is unrealistic. It's strict and unrealistic for new air quality rules. And Jason Isaac joins us to break it down. Jason, welcome to the show. How are you, sir? Oh, okay, we're still trying to get a hold of him. Okay, well, let's hang in there. With this ruling, as Jason has, in terms of giving us a little preview of what's going on here, will hurt America's energy industry, he says, and prevent manufacturers from expanding further, resulting in higher consumer prices. I mean, we're back to that old saying, you know, I'm here from the government and here to help. You know, the worst things you want to hear is what Ronald Reagan warned us about. And, of course, you know, over the decades since then, we find that to be, you know, more true than not. The government is more of a hindrance than they are one to really further the cause here, so that we, you know, what we've got coming on the other end is something that's better. You know, especially the EPA, because, you know, with all these three-letter agencies in our government, sadly, they are they're hammers looking for nails. You know what I mean? Like the old saying goes. And, you know, because that's what they have to do. And, you know, it's sad that this is where we are right now in our government. You know, the American people deserve better. And, you know, and I don't know what it's going to take. You know, what kind of leadership it's going to take for the bureaucracy. warnings in the world of broadcasting. You know, we've had, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but we've had, you know, electronic problems, something with the internet has compromised our connection. And so it's been hit and miss. And in the middle of my statement, we're disconnected. Our guest has been disconnected and we're on standby. In fact, I'm speaking blindly to you right now. I'm speaking in hopes that we maybe, you know, you can hear me. so anyway, I apologize for, you know, for the situation, but hey, this happens in radio. So, can I get confirmation from the studio? Are we connected? Okay. I guess we're still trying to figure this out. Okay. We are
Jason,
connected.
I'm here.
Okay, Jason. Hey, all guys chilling there. Thank you so much. Jason, I'm so sorry. I apologize. You know,
tech censorship.
I guess this is, you know, it makes you wonder and brings you into the realm of the conspiratorial. They obviously do not want us to talk, but, you know, welcome to the show. I set this thing up on a couple of cases here so far as we were trying to get connected. But let's talk about the EPA's new ruling on air quality standards.
Yeah, happy to talk about it. It's pretty amazing what they're doing. It's the Biden administration kind of continuing what the Obama administration has done. And they make the air quality standards more strict, well beyond anything that improves human health. What it does is it just really makes it extremely expensive and costly to manufacture goods, to produce energy in this country. And what happens is that production moves overseas. A perfect example is a Southern California glass bottle manufacturing. California and the federal EPA kept increasing the requirements, making it more difficult to get permits. So what do? They just move across the border into Mexico. And it lowers the regulations, it lowers the costs, and those bottles come right back into the United States. So we export jobs, and then we import pollution. I've had the opportunity to testify in front of Congress and the U.S. Senate. We were talking about mercury emissions, and it's over 80% of the mercury emissions that occur in this country are foreign-born or naturally occurring. It's Asian air pollution, and a lot of it's Mexican pollution as well. So what the Biden administration has done is they've raised the hurdle even more. And just to use a scientific, they're lowering the number from 12 micrograms per meter cubed. They're lowering it from 12 to 9. So I'll give you an example. Global Health says air quality is safe between 20 and 24. For human health.
Right.
And so we're cutting that even more, proposing to cut it even more, which I think is laughable because the federal government wants everybody on public transportation and riding the subway. Well, you get in the subway in New York or D.C. and you're on that platform underground, the pollution is anywhere between 100 micrograms per meter cubed up to 1,700 micrograms per meter cubed. So nowhere near 9. It's well over that. So it's insane what they're doing, but it's really against the American energy industry and really against American manufacturing.
Yeah, I mean, who wins in this? I mean, why would Barack Obama and Joe Biden do this to our country when it makes no scientific sense, even on its face?
Well, it's the billionaire globalist elite donors that fund their administration, that work with the John Kerrys and the John Podestas and the Al Gores of the world to really force a so-called energy transition on us, which all it's doing is separating us from our food, our fuel, and our freedom. I don't understand why they do it. Why would you cancel liquefied natural gas export terminals?
Exactly.
When Europe is starving for natural gas, over 70% of the fertilizer plants in Europe have quit producing fertilizer because they don't have access to the feedstock or it's just too expensive. That's going to lead to a decrease in food production, something that Sri Lanka experienced a couple of years ago when they adopted their stupid net zero policies. Food production went down 40%. Food costs are up 80% in Sri Lanka. And today, 9 in 10 families deal with hunger on a daily basis in Sri Lanka.
Well, all this stuff is so deleterious, Jason, as you know. I mean, you talk about food. I talk about energy. You know, we've had a cold winter. We know that cold is lethal. People are dying because of cold, and it's because you know, their energy sources are being choked, you know, choked into oblivion. And it's no wonder that our one-time allies are no longer trusting the United States of America because of these policies.
Now, you're spot on, and cold is. It's up to 40 times more dangerous than warmer temperatures. 40 people will die from cold-related, from freezing to death, compared to one person who will die from exposure to heat. It is much, cold temperatures are much more dangerous. We found that out here in Texas the hard way in 2021 when the parasite on our grid, this unreliable, weather-dependent, variable, heavily subsidized generation, wind and solar, quit working. And our grid practically collapsed. You had nearly 700 people lose their lives. An 11-year-old boy in Corpus Christi froze to death in his home. This is unacceptable in the energy capital of the world, in Texas, let alone it shouldn't happen in the United States. But we've allowed these parasites. It's this cult-like fascination with decarbonization. Every time I peel the layer back of some of these environmental policies, it's like, well, we have to do this to decarbonize. We have to get to net zero. Right. We've got to comply with the Paris Accord. But the math and the facts continue to show that decarbonization does nothing to mitigate a changing climate, that there's no correlation between man-made emissions and changing temperature, changing climate. So the Earth is adapting to what we're doing, and when we make energy affordable and reliable...
Well, Jason, I think we got to leave it there.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
To Florida tomorrow, and so hey, why not? Let's have all kinds of fun here. Dealing with some technical difficulties, I apologize to everybody for this, but thank you for hanging in there with me. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to have Adam Holtz here on the line with us in just a moment. Adam, of course, from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com, a great resource when it comes to vetting what. We're reconnected. Thank you so much for your patience. I am Bill Martinez, and Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family and PluggedIn.com joins us. Adam, good morning. How are you? Okay, all right. Everything got disconnected. Like I said, it's just been one of those crazy mornings, and what a special way to wrap up our West Coast tour. But here we are, and Adam Holtz is on the line with us now. Adam, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, having all kinds of fun. You know, we're heading into the Super Bowl weekend. You've got these, suites that are going for $2.5 million. Only the uber rich. I mean, it's got to be like the days of, the gladiators and the Colosseum fights and everything like that, where you had the haves and have nots clearly delineated there in the Colosseum. You know who had the money, and then you had the rest of the plebes. If they were lucky to get into the Coliseum, right? I kind of feel like this is what we're being set up for.
Well, yeah. I'm happy to put my plebe hat on because that's where I'm at.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the running back for the 49ers, his name escapes me right now, and I should know it.
Christian McCaffrey.
No. Christian McCaffrey, right, exactly. And of course, he's engaged and due to marry this, I guess he wants to follow in Tom Brady's footsteps. So he's got this superstar model wife that offered to buy the suite for his mom, and he goes, "Ah, that's not going to happen." And he made a husband decision there, and decided, "Hey, mom can sit in the stands like the rest of the plebes, but we're not spending $2.5 million because I'm sure." There's not enough bonus money to cover what it would cost. Much less mom's going to want a hot dog or a Coke or something, So,
right.
We're going to blow the budget here. Yeah, so we love you, Mom. Right. Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, but I mean, it's ridiculous, though, and I wonder, Adam, how people can afford. I mean, is this just a bucket list experience? You say, okay, whatever the cost, I'm going to take my kids and, we're going to spend – tickets now, $2,000 to every day sleep tickets. We're not even talking a suite, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. And I think, In some ways, I find myself being critical of it. And in some ways, it's the glory of free market capitalism, right? It's all about supply and demand. And I'm going to veer off into left lane politics here for just a moment. You know, the government has tried to mandate all this electrical vehicle stuff, and it hasn't worked because,
right,
as we know, the command economy, where those in the know think they can plan everything, but the market isn't there, every single time, the market is going to win, right?
And exactly.
So
yeah,
as much as
you're betting against the house, you know, that's the problem.
Exactly. Right. As much as I look at the excess of professional sports, it's the free market at work. You know, this is what we're voting on with our money, and so the market gives us more of it.
Right. Exactly. And that's what happens. You know, the market responds accordingly.
You're exactly
right.
And as we lament like Hollywood and what's going on, vote with your money. If you're frustrated with Disney, pull the plug on Disney Plus and stop going to their movies. You know, go see the Christian movies, because Hollywood, even though it is in many ways politically left-leaning, is actually fundamentally conservative in one important way, at least theoretically. Disney may be trying to prove to be the exception to the rule. It's about the money. And when things make money, Hollywood notices, and they will produce 10 more things just like that and try to squeeze the golden goose until there aren't any, you know, golden eggs left.
Yeah, right. Well, and it was interesting because, you know, Disney has not fared well most of the recent quarters, although this current quarter, something has saved them. And,
I mean, I actually watch a whole bunch of YouTubers, and when I say they cook the books, I don't mean that necessarily literally, but they have found a way to rig the numbers in such a way that it covers up the massive, massive losses that they're taking in TV and in the movies, because they're creating bomb after bomb that nobody is interested in. Of course, now we have Gina Carano with the backing of Elon Musk is going to sue them, and they're going to be things that come out. There are already documents being leaked that show Disney's deep, deep, and perhaps even borderline illegal commitment to DEI, you know, that sort of diversity hiring. I think it's going to be fascinating. And of course, Bob Iger and Elon Musk got into it last fall. Elon is an interesting character, right? I mean, here you got the richest man in the world, at least some days. He's like, no, I'm not going to put up with it. Here's what we're going to do. Pretty interesting.
Right. Right, exactly. Well, thank God for the contrast. I love contrast. And right now, especially, it takes nerve, it takes independence, it takes commitment to the truth. And because the truth always wins, you know. And I was talking with Pastor Gibbs out of Chino Hills, the senior pastor there, and Jack Gibbs. And he's written a new book, and we were just talking about how the truth, it is a staple. It eventually wins. And in the meantime, you know, truth is no longer a defense. It's become an offense. And, of course, you know, talk about veering into the political realm. We saw that last night, you know, the truth of, President Biden's mental deficiency, is now reported in a mental document. And boy, you talk about the offense. I mean, he was defiant, wasn't he?
He was defiant. I mean, just watching him, he came out swinging. And it will be, I think I can say, it will be interesting to see what happens from here. Let's put it that way.
Right. Well, without a doubt, I mean, the Democratic Party, as a result of that, is in a crisis. I mean, already they were sitting there trying to figure out what to do and how they could move the deck chairs on the Titanic, and every time they moved them, they ended up with Kamala Harris, and that's problematic. So, we'll see what happens. But, you know, getting back to this great cultural event that's taking place this weekend is not only you've got the cost of tickets, betting. I think betting is going to be something like $26 billion, of which is maybe only $1 billion is legal. The rest of it's illegal. Well, that's where Joe Biden wants all those extra IRS agents just to go ahead, go in Vegas and follow that money and see what. Go ahead.
I don't know about you, Bill, but I find myself deeply, deeply dismayed by the surge of gambling in our culture. And I don't want to sound like a stuffy moralist, but for many of the people who participate, it's a compulsion, it's an addiction, it's something that they can't afford. And the internet has aided and, you know, no pun intended, aborted. Just the deepening of that problem. And yeah, certainly you can go play a game of craps or blackjack or whatever, you know, drop a quarter or two or a buck or two in a slot machine. But I think every time that I'm around it, I'm reminded this is a system that oppresses people and we have accepted it culturally. If I never saw another Jamie Foxx MGM commercial, it would be too soon. I'm just gambling. So just a little bit more.
Well, all the influences, I mean, that we have, not only gambling, but I mean, we've got so many drug manufacturers that are advertising every 15 seconds. You come away after an hour of show and you think you've picked up every disease or ailment that was promoted by these chemists, you know, it's crazy. Maybe.
Go ahead. Can I change the subject in a totally different direction, but not really?
Absolutely. We got a minute left. Go ahead.
So I'm a graduate of the University of Iowa, and I think what's happening with Caitlin Clark and the University of Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team, if you have not tuned into that, it's the best thing happening in sports right now, and she's about to break the record. And frankly, what she's doing is bigger than anything happening with the Super Bowl this weekend, in my mind.
Yeah, it's so cool. And I'll guarantee you this. She's not involved in any form of human trafficking, which there will be at Super Bowl, right? Yeah. It'll all come to a head. I mean, yes, you're exactly right. 30 seconds. Tell us a little bit more about Caitlin.
Well, Caitlin is from West Des Moines, Iowa. She graduated from Dowling High School, and she has just been phenomenal. She's setting records. Thousands of people are coming out to see her. And when you watch her in interviews, she always deflects questions away from herself to her team and to her coach, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's real special when you have an elite leadership represented like that. It encourages the rest of us. Adam Holtz, you're awesome. Thank you, pal. Have a great weekend.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.